Hi, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode of Prisoners of Rock and Roll, we're taking a look at celebrities who make music. Now, a lot of famous people have decided to make albums over the years. Some of them dabble in rock and roll on the side, like a lot of us, and some of them use their celebrity status to get an album recorded. Others might have gotten some misguided advice from someone in their inner circle telling them that releasing an album is a great way to increase their profile or make a quick buck. We spent a lot of time looking for and listening to music for this one, and we've put together a pretty solid list of celebrities who released albums, including a few that might make you go, wait, they released an album? We've uncovered a lot of stuff for this one, and some of it should have stayed where we found it. A few of these albums have been scrubbed from the streaming platforms, but luckily, the internet is forever. And some of these tunes aren't that bad either. So settle in and join us as we look at the sometimes bizarre world of celebrity music. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Prisoners of Rock and Roll, episode number 70. My name is Bruce Kramer, and I'm here talking music with a man I've been talking music with for almost 25 years. He's my good friend first, and my co-host second. The brains and the good looks of the operation, Mr. Ryan McCusker.
Are you rocking?
Prisoners of Rock and Roll is proud members of the Pantheon Podcast Network, and our show is sponsored by Boldfoot Socks and the legendary McCusker's Tavern in Philadelphia.
Legendary.
I broke character there, man, and just started laughing.
Dude, that was Bruce. Obviously, I was Bruce Willis in the beginning.
Yes. So we, as
the
we
return of Bruno,
as we set up all of our stuff, we talked for a couple seconds about what are we going to come out of the intro with, and we played a couple seconds of that clip. We're like, yes, let's play that. And I still started. I've been listening to this shit for 2 weeks, and I'm still laughing at some of it.
Oh, God. Dude, I didn't listen to any of it. You know, so there's some of it. I can't, dude. I mean, we'll get to a lot of these songs. I don't want to give away what we're going to play. But some of it was shockingly, like, okay. But then there was other things that are like a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, so we're continuing our series on bad music, and after we did the second volume of The Electric Chair last week, which we got some great feedback on that I'll read later in the show, we decided to do something on celebrity albums, and this has been one that I've wanted to do for a long time. And man, we went really far down the rabbit hole digging stuff up.
I was just trying to rattle my brain around. Like, it was kind of easy because I remember working in the record store, and there's so many in the 90s albums that celebrities were putting things out, you know. Awful time in music in the 90s. A lot of crappy shit came out.
I totally agree. Yeah, and then once we did that initial cut of putting stuff on here, I started really doing some research trying to find some other more obscure stuff. And I really got to give a shout out. I found a podcast called Bizarre Albums that they do a little like 15-minute episodes on some of this stuff, but they don't make fun of it. They're just kind of like talking about it. and they had some really interesting. I was driving home today. He did an episode on like George Martin put out an album right before he passed away. All his like friend, like Sean Connery covering the Beatles.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah.
But anyway, this guy did episodes on a lot of celebrity albums. So I want to give him a shout out. I gave him a shout out on our social media page. Just it's a cool podcast, and we got a handful of stuff on here that I found from skimming his catalog, and I binge listened to a ton of his episodes. But
I'm looking forward to hearing all this.
Yeah, dude, there's 55 songs on this playlist.
Really?
So, yeah.
I donated some of them, but you've been on a mission.
I really have. And I was listening to this stuff nonstop at work. I was actually in the office today. I was talking to some coworkers, and they were like, "What? Did your wife get mad at you when you're like, you're walking around playing this shit like all the time?" I was like, yeah, she didn't like this one. But,
I mean, I just see the titles and who it's by, and it's enough. I think I want to save it all for the show. My natural reaction.
Okay. Now let's start just diving through it, man, this playlist. There's so much on here, and I doubt we're going to get to everything. And I mentioned in the monologue, there's some stuff that isn't on Spotify. And I was wondering if that is either like a licensing agreement, or some of these artists were like, we don't need that on the internet.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit for column A, a little bit for column B.
I agree. I totally agree. The biggest one that I think a lot of people think of, man, when it comes out, there's a couple that I think everybody thinks of when they think of celebrity albums. And the Bruce Willis one that we just played is one of those. Do you remember there was like a documentary about this too, this Return of Bruno? It was on HBO. It was on HBO, and it had like a ton of celebrities. Even like some of these songs on the Bruce Willis album, like the Temptations sing on it. It sucks.
I'm sure.
It sucks. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And it was put out by Motown.
I remember my sister having it when we were kids. She loved Moonlighting.
Okay, yeah.
And that's right about the time he released this album. So I do remember it. You know, I remember hearing it.
Yeah.
I just remember him being a way big deal when Moonlighting was on.
Because he sings in Moonlighting and everything else, but...
Yeah.
Let's play another little clip from that, man. Here's Under the Boardwalk from this album. It's so terrible.
My baby is where I'll be. Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
Not from the sand.
I respect
Bruce. That's not the worst I ever heard. That's not the worst version I've ever heard.
It's pretty
bad.
Let
me tell you that.
I've heard
some karaoke bad. it's like him doing karaoke.
That's what the music sounds like. Like a bad karaoke instrumental ripoff of the original by the Drifters.
Not that we need to look it up or anything, but I wonder who's his session guys are on that.
Yeah.
On that.
I don't know. There are a lot of big names on that album, if I remember correctly. But it's not good.
He paid them all big money.
And I respect Bruce Willis as an actor. It's a shame what he's
doing.
So
do I. I love Bruce Willis.
Shame what he's going through with his health.
It's heartbreaking to hear that he's having such a hard time towards the end of his life.
Yeah, but that doesn't preclude him from us.
No, making mad music.
Listen, right. And the other one that I thought was a really big one that people think of when the... So you think of celebrity albums is Steven Seagal.
And oh, because that's exactly what I think of.
Because it's terrible. It's like a bad celebrity.
I didn't even know he had one.
Really? Oh, man, that was out when we were working in the music store.
You sent it to me through this thing we call the internet. And the picture alone is great. Him with the guitar.
He has an album called Songs from the Crystal Cave that is kind of like a reggae album. And I'll play a little bit of that, too. Here is a song. What is it? Where is it? Where'd it go? Fuck. Here's a song called Girl, It's All Right.
Can't wait.
Ahead, riches and gold, the envy of every man.
Envy of every man.
But he somehow missed out.
So
No good.
Oh, dude. No good. He should stick to Kung Fu.
He's pretty famously an enormous asshole, too.
Yes, he is.
He came out with a second album that is...
the first album was so good.
Was so good, but the second one is not on Spotify, but it's all blues covers. He was covering, like, Howlin' Wolf, and he has a song on there called Alligator Ass and some other interesting stuff, but I was like, man, covering the wolf, that's
sacrilegious, man.
Absolutely, man. No good. But I just want to keep, we got so much ground to cover, we could just keep on.
That was fun, though. I like listening to that. He was kind of sounding like, I don't know, like Babyface or some shit. I don't know.
I listened to that entire friggin' album one
Why,
day.
Why, dude?
I was Why? Like, that's where I'm started. That's where I started my research, and I listened
you
to it
from front
yourself.
To back. Punishing
yourself. I really did. That was the one I listened to the entire thing.
How many penance did you get, bro?
I'm pretty, I have a clean conscience this week. So, all right. The next one I have is what I think is the single worst song I have ever heard recorded.
Let's hear it.
And, okay.
Who's it by?
It's Joe Pesci. So Joe Pesci released an album as the dude from My Cousin Vinny, which is kind of funny. But before he was an actor, in like 1968, he came out with an album called Little Joe Sure Can Sing, and he covers Fool on the Hill by the Beatles. I found this when I was at work, and I had to close my door in my office because I was laughing so friggin' hard at this. Here,
you sent it to me, and I was just like, "Oh my God!" It was stuck in my head. I was like,
awful.
"Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you."
Last weekend I was outside doing some stuff, like cleaning my camper, and I just had my phone on, and I was playing it, just letting my neighbors
You're
hear it too. Here you go.
You're a weirdo.
I am.
And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud.
Dude, I just keep on my head. I'm a fool on the hill. Am I a clown?
I'm true
you
with this.
You,
I'm
you motherfucker, you.
I'm true with this witness. What is a ute?
Seriously, Joe Pesci hung around with, I know his story so well, I forget the name of, the Jersey Boy guys, Frankie Valli and Four Seasons. He was like their boy, you know. He was like their roadie kind of in the beginning. He grew up around those guys, you know. So I could see him being musically like wanting to make an album, and you know, but he has a song. I don't know if it's on there. But do you know what I'm talking about? The stick it up your ass song or something?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Was there another song on there?
I have another Beatles song on there, Gotta Get You Into My Life. But this
by him?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to hear a little bit of that?
You didn't run, you didn't hide, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I'd have told you. You were meant to be near me, ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Gotta get you into my life.
Dude, he's so animated. I love it. Little Joey. I love it. How does he, like, sing that whole thing without saying motherfucker through it?
So we just had a technical malfunction because I was laughing so hard I pulled the microphone cable or my headset cable out of my computer.
He is unreal. He's a great actor.
He is. We have a signed picture. We have an autograph of his hanging in my house. My wife, when she was younger, she was bartended down the shore or waitress down the shore, and he came in one day and had lunch and was apparently a really, really nice guy. He just can't sing.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear my Joe Pesci story?
Yes, please.
When I worked at a separate record store without you, I worked at The Wall.
Yes.
In Deptford, Echelon, New Jersey, Voorhees, yeah. New Jersey. Well, this woman would come in all the time and spend crazy amounts of money on box sets and CDs and all this kind of thing. And God bless her, she was like a little autistic, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, she's always buying stuff. And this was back in the day when you write checks. So when you had to check, you had to have the ID also. So you had to write the driver's license ID on there. So I have this woman's ID and it says Pesci on it. And I talked to her a whole bunch of times before. So I have a little friendship with her. So I was like, oh, just like the actor. She's like, yeah, that's my dad. I'm like, no, he's not. And he pulls pictures out of him and his daughter that I'm talking to. And I'm like, oh, you don't have your father come here, whack me out.
Right.
Because I didn't believe you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, she came in all that time. She was sweet, you know. But then, yeah, I did hear that his daughter was in that area and living there. Absolutely.
Yeah, he lived
took care of her.
He's from around here. He lives. He had a big house down the Jersey Shore. It was just sold over the summer. Apparently, reading about this album, I guess in The Sopranos, the prequel, the movie, I guess there's a scene where one of the characters gives somebody else a vinyl record, and this is the record that they give him. So it's kind of a little nod,
oh.
But kind of funny.
Oh.
But all right, man, let's keep on.
Let's keep rolling.
Yeah, we got so many artists, man. Gwyneth Paltrow put out an album. Oh,
why?
And you know what? Before we get into this, because this is important, that we decided as we do this, one thing that does not count is when an artist does a musical, because we want to be like, here's Hugh Jackman, right? Or doing a musical.
Yes.
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow was in a movie called Country Strong, and she recorded a couple of songs for it. I have no idea what the movie is. I didn't see it. I guess she played it.
Yeah, I kind of remember the movie.
No. Here's a little bit of this. This is the song Country Song.
I know you see me like some wide-eyed dreamer that just rolled in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside I look fragile, but on the inside is something you can't crush, 'cause I'm country strong.
It's not terrible, but that to me,
no, like I don't hate it.
Some record label put that together for her. That's
That's
built
good
for her. But you know, okay.
No, that's absolutely. I mean, that whoever wrote those songs for her or marketed that really knew what they were doing with her. I mean, I thought she sounded great, and I didn't even think of her at all when I was listening to that song. Good for her.
I
don't think much of her as an actress, but, you know.
She's a little weird.
Aren't we all, though?
Yeah, it is true. Speaking of, all right, so we'll go from horses to motorcycles. Katie Sagal, who...
Love her.
...was in Sons of Anarchy. She sung several songs in Sons of Anarchy.
Married with Children.
Married with Children. Forget she was Peggy Bundy. She covered for the songs from the Sons of Anarchy soundtrack. She covered Bird on a Wire by Leonard Cohen, which I love Leonard Cohen, but she also covered Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, which I think is a better example of here.
Okay.
Not good. Man, the arrangement is weird. The way she's singing, it's like real breathy. Just The arrangement is weird in the way she's singing. Oh, I guess she can sing.
Well, you know, what's crazy about Katie Sagal, you know, back in, God, it had to be the late 60s, early 70s, Bette Midler would be playing New York City and she'd play all the bathhouses, you know, QB Entertainment. And her backup singer was Katie Sagal.
I never knew that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That was it. Like, that. She was one of Bette Midler's backup singers, and she stuck with her for a long time. She was with her for a long time.
Hmm. Okay. She sounds a little bit like Springsteen's wife to me, which I'm not a big fan of hers either, but.
She sounds like how she talks.
Yeah. Great, great actor. I mean, Married Children is one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
She's smoking hot. Yes.
And in Futurama, too. Forgot about that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right. She's the alien.
Yes. The one-eyed alien.
All right.
I love her. I think she's great.
Just a weird
maybe
album.
Maybe just, it was weird. Was that the Sons of Anarchy or was her own album?
That was her own album. She put out a couple albums and then she did some stuff for Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep. It's also, some of this stuff that we're playing is really dated. Sounding.
Yeah,
so it's got
that sounded really dated.
Drum machines and shit like that. Yeah. Like the next song we're going to play called Night Rocker.
I like how you said that.
You like that? I moved right into that. Yeah. The next song, Night Rocker by the Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
There you go. Don't hassle the Hoff.
City lights, they're coming on one by one. So are the stars in the
I am the Night Rocker. I want to rock you all night long.
David Hasselhoff is such a huge star in Germany. When the Berlin Wall came down, the government got David Hasselhoff to sing on top of the Berlin Wall.
Huh. Let's keep on. Well, you know what, dude? If we're talking about David Hasselhoff, why don't we jump around a little bit and keep talking about some other 80s icons? Like, both of the guys from Miami Vice put out albums, and Don Johnson's is on Spotify. Here is Your Love Is Safe With Me by Don Johnson.
Yes.
Take off your mask, just bear your soul to me. Can't survive under the lock and key. Don't be afraid.
Dude, I could just see him wearing like that white blazer with the white pants.
It's incredible. It's so dated. But I mean, a lot of this stuff is a product of the times, too.
Crockett does not have a good voice.
No.
It's so thin and there's no bass to it.
I think a lot of 80s music is real thin sounding, too. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And then his partner, Philip Michael Thomas, also put out a bunch of albums. These are not on...
A bunch of albums.
He had a couple. These are not on Spotify. I had to go into YouTube and find these. But
wow.
Here's a song. Yeah, so this is a song called Somebody.
I can't believe it. Sylvia, you've been promising me this and promising me that. I want to have a talk with you. I'm serious. No, don't pull up. Hey, come on, listen. What have we here? Nothing which was something. The joy you left us missing is all disappeared. The fun, the smiles, and happiness, girl.
He said it. I'm serious.
I like that more than the Don Johnson song. Was that a little bit?
It sounds like, you know, soulful. Absolutely.
Yeah, it had a little something in it. But
yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Russell Crowe has put out a lot of music. He's been in a couple bands.
Okay.
And he's in a band called the 30 Odd Foot of Grunts. He's in a band called the Indoor Garden Party. And then he's with a band called the Ordinary Fear of God. I put something from all of them on the playlist. We don't need to play all three of them. I'll just play something from Indoor Garden Party. This is the song called Everything I Touch.
Cool.
Everything I touch bursts into flame. Everything I love gets burned to the ground. I build you up to the pinnacle of pain. Another fool on a pedestal comes tumbling down.
You're a country guy. What do you think of that?
I don't like it. There's something about that that I don't like. I don't know if it's the way he's singing.
Yeah, he's definitely, his gimmick sucks.
Yeah,
whatever it's like, he's doing.
Yeah, it's like it's a little too forced, I think. It sounds like it could be good, and I would probably go back and listen to a little bit more of
it. The musicianship sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
He's got the best musicians Oscars can buy.
I listened to a couple of his different things, and it largely didn't do anything for me, but, you know.
No, I can't imagine it being any. He should stick to acting.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. I love his movies.
Right. When that album comes out, it should be like Gladiator. Like, are you not entertained?
Right.
The Shaquille O'Neal album, this was, remember how big this was when he put out a couple albums?
Kind of. I'm like, I remember him doing an album, but I don't remember much. I remember, go ahead.
Yeah, that podcast Bizarre Albums did one on it, and they said he went on Arsenio Hall. And when he went on Arsenio Hall, he was like, I'm not just going to do an interview. I want to be able to rap. And he wanted to do, and that just kind of turned into him doing an album. And these couple albums he put out with, man, he's got like, I have a clip on here that he's with Prince Rakim and the RZA from the Wu-Tang. And then he's with he's with Fife Dog from Tribe. It's like, he was like the biggest athlete. Celebrity sure. at you sure. know, when he was playing, so he called in everybody that he knew.
Good for him.
Yeah, here's a song called No Hook.
Yeah. I draw the line. Spectacular cardiovascular attacker. Jacks on the track with the blacker. Hustler, bucket slugger, 40-ounce guzzler. The gold nugget veins punch holes inside your jackler veins. Fluid from your brain get drained. But the horror you now has become stained. Ice cold like the winter. Eskimo, enter the skin like a splinter. The decimal, let's have a festival. Wu-Tang killer bees when you intellectual. Hang on, let me find Shaq, because that's RZA. Yeah, like where she's going. All right, I'm Shaq.
There you go. Punks be trembling. Nope, that's Method Man. Rose with the 7-footer, Shaq, bring it to the front, now bring it back to the head black, and when my soul train hits the track, target the billboard charts, don't get me started. The whole industry is gassed up and now they fight it. My object is destruction for percussion. Rhymes on bust. Okay, so maybe in that song Shaq is just a little bit of like, yeah.
That could have been like, maybe he just like paid all those guys to make a Wu-Tang album, basically.
Very well could be. Nobody writes a beat as good as the RZA, so it very well could be.
Oh, no, absolutely. That sound like a Wu-Tang song. I'm just, where the hell is Shaq at?
And I'm just looking at this album, like Warren G is on here, Redman, Eric Sermon.
Jesus, that's
so
great.
Yeah, so he called in a lot of the big guns, and that album was, I like that song, man. I was enjoying that.
But, you know, Shaq is a triple threat. He's an actor.
Yes.
He's a sports hall of famer, broadcaster also, and he's a rapper.
Yes.
He's a triple threat, right?
Let me play a little bit of a song, see if I can get him rap. And this is I Know You Got Skills. I think he raps.
Skills. You got skills. See, I get dirty at the dark. Got you like Spielberg. You get your ass kicked in the park. You don't believe me. The
troopers in the pudding. Been a boy in the hood way before Cuba Gooding. I flip straight with the mad Pascal Freeze. Music, please.
All right. Yeah, he should stick to getting the RZA and the Method Man and the Wu-Tang to help him out.
He could have just said, hey, I'm going to produce a Wu-Tang album.
Right. And he's like a big DJ now, right? He played after one of the Phillies games.
Yeah, he played. Park. He did. I didn't even know it was him until it was like the day of the gig. I was like, oh, shit, it's Shaq, because he was going another name.
Yeah.
And like I just thought he was like this. I thought he was like this big bodybuilder guy that DJed and he was famous.
Yeah.
And it wind up being Shaq.
Yeah. And he's not the only artist who came out with some stuff. Kobe Bryant put out an album. I don't have it on here.
St. Kobe.
Ron Artest put out an album. It's on here. It's not real good. We don't need to dwell on it because we got so much other shit on here. But
what I put on there, Sporting, was Deion Sanders' album.
Yes, you did. And let's play that because Deion is pretty big in the news these days with everything he's doing coaching with Coach Prime. And
Prime Time.
Here you go. Prime Time keeps on ticking.
No shots, he mess around and might catch me on the basketball court. Buzzing threes, oh please, cause it ain't no thing. I float with the best and I might even sing. Hey, you bring the dog
out me. Yeah, I know.
He really likes Snoop Dogg, dude. That is like him imitating Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that G-Funk sound on there, a little Warren G. Yeah, that wasn't good. Deion is...
I could hear more of his songs, like being how dope he is. Like all his songs are about how dope he is.
Oh yeah, about him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. That one wasn't very good. It also it had that real thin sound on it too.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fake talent, bro.
No,
he's also a triple threat.
Yes, basketball and football,
baseball.
Right.
And rapper.
Yes. All right, man. Let's keep on trucking. What else do we got on here that I could play for you guys? There's some stuff. We got some kind of crooner stuff. There's a couple art musicians that came out with some crooner shit. And the first one was Kevin Spacey. So Kevin Spacey, you put this on here from Beyond the Sea.
Yes, he did the Bobby Darin movie, which he was fucking awesome in.
I didn't
and
see
he
that.
He sang all the songs. Oh, it's great. And he produced it himself and he sang, he danced in it. He's very talented, dude, man. What did I put on there? Beyond the Sea?
Mac the Knife. Yeah, this was okay. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, play a little bit of it.
Stop to spread. But fancy gloves, though, where's old Mac Heath? So there's never a trace of red. I let that thing swing on a sidewalk. Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking.
I was digging that. It was cool.
Yeah. You know, he did a gig in Atlantic City, and I really wanted to go. With him in a big band doing all the songs from the movie that he made about Bobby Darin.
Interesting.
He's a talented guy. You know, I know he gets jammed up, whatever the fuck he's jammed up with. I don't know. I don't pay attention enough to, you know, get him maybe blacklisted from Hollywood now. I don't know.
Yeah, he's been accused of some pretty shitty things. And I don't know how that's all played out or not either. But yeah,
I heard something was thrown out. I don't know. I like him as an actor. I don't really give a shit what he does in his own time. You know,
another,
I like his movies.
Another artist who did some of this crooner stuff was Brent Spiner, who?
He
was Data from Star Trek The Next Generation.
And he
put out an album called Old Yellow Eyes Is Back. And
oh my God.
There's some weird stuff on here, but he covered Stairway to Heaven. Zeppelin, here you go.
And tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know.
All right, so that's obviously not the Led Zeppelin
that's
song.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
I think he's creepy. I'm not a Star Trek guy. I'm Star Wars all the way. It's that generation show with that dude with the yellow eyes. That's funny, but that's creepy shit, whatever that was.
Yeah, that's not, that's obviously, he said, that's not the Led Zeppelin song.
It's I was going to say that is unrecognizable.
Yeah, but he, that's the kind of stuff that he did. He did release a couple albums like that. And then, yeah, so I think that was it with the lounge singers, man. I can circle back and start just going back down the list. Oh, you know who, dude, I laughed so hard when I heard this, too. You had Razzmatazz by John Travolta on here.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
John Travolta. He was so big with Carter. Welcome Back, Carter. He put a record out. This is before, like, Grease. This is before Saturday Night Fever. This is for everything. This is so lame.
Yeah, I laughed at this just because of the way the music sounds in here.
With an old-time movie star. Her makeup is faded and her fame is dated. She says her place ain't very far. Razzmatazz, all that jazz. This crazy LA living is wearing me down. I wake up in the mornings here. She's in a robe and drinking beer. She says she knows.
Dude, he's like Shakespeare.
I don't know if he wrote that himself. That's a little bit of a weird one.
Dude, he was on American Bandstand back in the day supporting this album. I remember reruns they would play on VH1 and he was on it. And that's what made me think of, you know, putting that on this playlist show. But yeah, John Travolta came a long way, though. You know, by the time he was singing Grease.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. Yeah, he's a talented singer.
I think so. I think he's talented all around.
Yeah. All right, keep on rolling. You got some local guys on here, the Bacon Brothers.
Yes. Not, yeah.
This song is not good.
Yes.
But
It's weird. That's why I put on it. It was really weird.
Yeah, I've listened to some of their other stuff, like some of their, like the one album they came out in the late 90s was okay. This is a weird song called Philadelphia Chickens.
Yes.
Philadelphia Chickens, we'll be dancing tonight. Thousands of chickens in the pale moonlight. The caves stood still when the trumpets played. Strike up the band and get out of the way. Here come those Philadelphia Chickens. A swing, slide, and roll. A Philadelphia Chickens. Up, over, and stroll. Want to start moving like anything, find a Philadelphia chicken to teach you to swing. If you haven't ever seen it, you can't understand.
Dude, I fucking pick out his accent from Philadelphia so much, from him acting and definitely when he's like singing right there.
It definitely had a like a Brian Setzer orchestra kind of vibe to it.
Oh yeah, Big Ben, yeah, absolutely.
It was all right. The song is just weird, but it said their stuff isn't.
I put that song on there because it is weird. But his other songs are pretty much singer songwriter kind of shit.
Yeah. You know what you're saying, singer songwriter? I'll jump over and play something else from YouTube that we found because Michael Shannon, the actor, he was president. General Zod in the new Superman movie. He was in Boardwalk Empire. He's
great
been in a bunch
actor.
Of stuff. Good actor. Plays a
great
plays
actor.
A, plays a good, like, weird
creep.
Person.
Creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got an album out, and I'll just play a little bit of it. There's a song called Corporal Committed.
Taking the gore, put a limit on that. Prevent us from being passive aggressive. And settling up our disputes in accordance with the acts we committed. an honest open exchange. It may be much better still, just smile and chuckle, say, oh, what a pity, and swallow our hearts the truth. It's hard to find.
I don't even know what is going on there.
Dude, strange, weird wording, man. The words and rhythms that he's singing in, he's just like, oh, so weird.
There's
so
no
creepy.
Yeah, there's no like rhyming to it. It's just like he's telling a story or something. It was really, yeah, it was odd. He's an odd guy. Yeah.
He's an odd dude.
I didn't enjoy that, but
I love him as an actor. He's great.
Yes, I do too. That was just a weird version of some stuff. All right. Let me keep skimming the list here.
Cool.
Oh, I got a couple from like just crap. Like I said in the monologue about people just trying to make a quick buck. Paris Hilton continues to put out music. So she's got a couple albums out. I don't know. We need to play her.
A couple albums.
Yeah. She's got something like recent, like real recent, like 2023.
What's her voice sound like?
All right. You're going to make me play it, aren't you? Here's a song called Jealousy.
Yeah. God, it must be nice to have money, bro.
The guitar work was okay.
Yeah, but look who the work's going to.
Yeah, I never got her celebrity, just weird.
She's famous for being a celebrity?
Yeah. Kim Kardashian's like that, too. Kim Kardashian makes music as well, because fuck it, why not? Here's a song. Here's Jam, Turn It Up by Kim Kardashian. I didn't even listen to this. I can't imagine what this is going to be.
Pump it up.
I don't ever need to hear that again. That's
Jesus.
Just buried behind a computer.
God,
and all
what was that?
Things. Yeah.
That was awful.
You could have swapped out those vocals for any other person, and it would have probably sounded pretty similar.
She said two words over and over again. Who bought that album?
I don't even want to click on that and see how many streams it has, because she's probably, she's stupidly wealthy. Just crazy. But
her pet's shit is more wealthier than all of them.
Right, than both of us put together. Let me see what else we got on here. William Shatner, you put Shatner on here singing
the Shat,
covering Bohemian Rhapsody, which we talked
this
about Bohemian Rhapsody in the last episode, and I didn't listen to this. Here you go. I'm curious. Here, man
put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry.
I will go back and listen to that whole thing.
The Shatner could do no wrong, man. I do not like Star Trek, but I love Shatner, man. There's nobody cooler than him.
He's done a bunch of stuff where he does that half singing,
I love it
kind of thing. It's funny.
What did he do? Commercials in the 90s when he was doing like a long distance something, and he had
Priceline commercials?
Yes, that's what it was. Oh, man. He was an original, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done stuff with Henry Rollins and some other.
Oh, guys. Yeah. He did that Christmas song with Henry Rollins.
Yeah. He did the album.
Jacob Bells. Yeah. Jacob all the way.
He put out a couple albums like in the 90s, too. But, all right.
You know, he didn't take himself seriously. That's great.
Yeah, he's having fun with it.
Yes.
Kiefer Sutherland from Lost Boys and Young Guns, he put out an album. And I kind of enjoyed this. He sounded a little bit like the Great Value version of John Mellencamp.
He definitely has a rock and roll country kind of feel.
I liked it. Same rasp to it. This is Something You Love by Kiefer Sutherland.
That's when he told me about the company's setbacks, budgets and cutbacks, and boy, you're on your own. He said, I'm wasting my life just paying my bills, doing my time but getting no chills. The living ain't living now without the thrill of doing something you love. Sing a song loud.
Yeah, that was okay.
I like it, man.
Yeah, I was digging that.
Yeah, this is one of the better ones that we've heard tonight.
I agree.
I enjoyed that. He's a talented guy. He plays a great villain, like in Stand By Me, when he plays the kid with the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bully. His father is a fucking great actor also.
Right on. You know who is also a good actor, but who can't sing? Is Robert Downey Jr.
I can't imagine, dude.
Robert Downey Jr., you know, great Iron Man, did a lot of other movies. He's in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Wonderful movie.
Yes, I think that was his first acting gig. He put out a couple albums. This is a song called The Futurist.
You have body, you give so on. Your soul survivor, it's so clear. All out long gone, songs of a-
He sounds like Buffalo Bill from like he puts the lotion on the skin or gets the hose again.
Dude, you could totally tell he did that for drugs.
That's
like holy shit. I mean, that was awful. You know, he's such a talented actor. You ever see the movie Chaplin?
Yes.
He is brilliant in that movie, bro.
He's a dude when he got cast as Tony Stark, like, oh my god, it's perfect. If he could keep his shit together, you know,
and
stay out of trouble, and good for him, man. But
yeah, he's been good. He's been great. Not just good, he's been great.
Yeah, but that album, and I think he's put out two albums. Those are really not those are not good. I don't even know what he's trying to do there.
What years were that? Do you know
that? Yeah, dude, I do. That album, where was it? I just had it. 2004 that came out. I think there's another one that's not on the streaming platforms, but
wow,
yeah, it's no good. So maybe this is a good spot to take a break. We can come back and then we got some other, you know, we got a couple other things we can play and then we can do the back end of the show and call it a
Bruce, before we take a break, you know, I play music with a lot of people, and this week I lost a really good friend of mine, Louis Marciano of Philadelphia. This guy, Bruce, was a motherfucker. He was magically so talented, and I just want to take this moment, if he could hear me out there, brother, I will miss you for the rest of my life. I love you, and I'm going to send you out with the traditional New Orleans style, brother. I will miss you for the rest of my life.
Prisoners of Rock and Roll is sponsored by McCusker's Tavern at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia. There's something for everyone on the beer list and the jukebox at McCusker's. It's minutes from the sports stadiums in Philly, making it a great place to stop by for a few drinks before or after a concert or a game. Come see for yourself why everyone from Philadelphia Magazine to Playboy has called it one of the best dive bars in the city. Visit them at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia or on Facebook. That's McCusker's Tavern. Prisoners of Rock and Roll is also really proud to be sponsored by Boldfoot Socks. Boldfoot Socks makes an awesome product. And on top of making a great product, they're devoted to giving back to the community. They give 5% of all their proceeds back to charities to support veterans who are in need. So when you're done listening to our show, go check them out over at boldfoot.com. It's boldfoot.com.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
All right, we're back from the commercial break. Thanks so much for sticking with us, man. We got a handful of other things to talk about. Where can I start? You know what, dude? Why don't we start with a couple things that I thought were actually, that aren't bad. There's a couple artists that we haven't gotten to yet. The first one was Keanu Reeves' band, Dogstar.
They were all right. I remember them.
Yeah.
He plays bass.
Yeah. I think they're actually, they just got back together. They're reuniting to put out some new music. They were like a grunge.
Dude,
the band
got back together, dude. The Wild Stallions.
Dogstar, Everything Turns Around. Yeah, that was cool. They opened for Pearl Jam. And so, yeah, very, it, very yes, 90s. Absolutely. Very 90s alternative rock and roll.
No, it's, you know, I love Keanu.
He's one of those guys, just everybody seems to like him.
He just seems like a down-to-earth dude.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Rides the subway, you know, donates all of his money to causes, you know.
Yeah. I put the Hollywood Vampires on here, so that's
like, yeah, sure.
Super group, so that's Johnny Depp. Along with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry. From Aerosmith. So here's a little bit them covering Heroes. I think Johnny Depp sings on this.
Yeah, man.
It was digging it. I like their stuff
when
Alice Cooper.
It.
Yeah, I like their stuff when Alice Cooper sings a little bit better, but that's okay.
Sure. I saw a documentary on them. Like you said, a super group. We're talking about Bowie. They just did a Bowie song. Bruce, I saw Nile Rodgers last week.
How was that?
That was unbelievable, man. He opened, if you don't know who Nile Rodgers is, we talk about him all the time on our show. He is the songwriter for La Freak, for La Chic.
Yeah,
Freaked
Chic.
Out.
Yeah, for Chic.
Yeah. But he's also a well-known songwriter. He wrote songs for everybody from David Bowie to Madonna. You know, he wrote like a Virgin and Material Girl. I had no idea. So he goes up there. He plays. He opens up with La Freak. And the whole place is jamming. And he says, okay, now I'm going to play all the songs that I wrote from people. He wrote everything from We Are Family to all the way down to Pharrell. It was really amazing show, man.
That's cool. Yeah, I know he played a role in like Diana Ross's resurgence.
Yeah.
Somebody I work with is really into them. And we've hired him to like play some private parties, mostly because my friend at work who's really into him is in charge of those events. But yeah, it was very cool, man. You said he opened for Duran Duran, right?
Yeah, Duran Duran was awesome, too.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. It was a lovely evening.
Nice. All right, I got a couple.
But anyway.
Yeah. No, I was glad you shared that. There's a couple. You know, another dude that I had on here who isn't bad? It's a little weird, but Steve Martin, his kind of second career
he's
playing the
great.
Banjo.
Yes, he's an amazing banjo player, dude.
And it's like some bluegrassy Americana kind of stuff that I probably wouldn't listen to, you know, as I'm just kind of tooling around doing my thing. But when I listened to it, I was like, pretty good.
I always loved his gimmick with the banjo in his stand up.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I enjoyed. But he really got in to make a serious album, like a bluegrass album.
He's got a couple albums that he came out with. There's I had a song Caroline on here. Let's play a little bit of that. I think this is real like Americana kind of stuff.
Cool.
Return my car and leave the keys inside the glove compartment. Caroline, are the hardest thing I'll ever put behind me. Never thought you'd leave me stranded, not a glance into the rear view. I'll be looking for someone who wears her hair exactly like you and who swears a blue streak when the Tar Heels lose the quarterfinals. Caroline.
Yeah.
Musicianship is there.
I love Steve Martin, man.
Yeah, he's got to be in the mood.
I love the arrow. I love the arrow in the head gimmick. I love his movie.
The Jerk?
You know? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Which, that's a great movie. Oh. What else we got, bro?
Yeah, Jeff Daniels put out some stuff.
The dude.
He's kind of, I think it's some kind of country stuff, the Western kind of stuff, but here you
go. Sure, what else would the dude do?
Absolutely.
My father said, son, you best treat everyone just the same. You got your winners and losers. Rest of us just staying in the game. He said life is a gift. If you're lucky, you'll live it every day. It helps to believe in something when you're falling to your knees to pray.
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, that's great, dude. You know what I love about it? It doesn't sound like him.
No, it does not.
You know, he's a great actor too, man.
I like him a lot.
So do I.
He's been in so many things over the years, and
he did make that movie when he was a cowboy singer. I forget what it was called.
I think that's where I think some of the music.
He won an Academy Award.
Yeah,
he won an Academy Award for that.
Yeah, I think some of the stuff that's on Spotify are things that he did for that. All right, let me keep. I think we're kind of getting down to like the odds and ends, and there's some weird shit on here. Let me just start.
What kind of weird shit?
Rick Moranis put out an album.
No, this is good.
This is called...
I love Rick Moranis.
He's a really interesting dude, man. If you don't know much about, like, you know, why hasn't he made any movies for the last 20 years? Go look it up. It's a really cool story. But he also put out an album, and this is a song called It's the Champagne Talking. I like this more than I expected to. I thought this was going to sound like...
I like him. I like his whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
We ought to do what we should have way back when. But it's the Bud Light talking. I'll be a lightweight tomorrow again. Valentine's, it was Valentine's. Easter, it was Ouzo. Beaujolais on Bastille Day. Labor Day, absolute no.
Yeah, dude, it was really different.
Yeah.
It did not sound anything like I expected him to.
No, he's great. I love his gentleness, man. I dig it.
Yeah.
Cool. It's just, you know, like just sitting back, you know, chilling on a Sunday kind of groove.
We got Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood on here. We could probably...
Yes, I've been waiting. For Burt and Clint.
All right, here we go.
I love this shit. What do you go play first?
Burt Reynolds, because he was first on the playlist. I Didn't Shake the World Today off of Burt Reynolds' album, Ask Me What I Am. We got a couple little like cowboy guys.
Oh, here. We got to play a couple. Oh.
All right.
But yeah, we got to play it.
Took a walk for lack of something else to do. I stopped a couple of times along the way to pick up some reminders of the day. A walking stick, a flower picked, a girl beside the road with pockets full of time and stories never told.
That's a weird, it's really strange.
Well, it was the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, the album cover alone is just bizarre. Him, like, really 70s looking. What's your favorite movie ever made?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay. I have to say Cannonball Run.
Okay. Yeah, Cannonball Run was great too.
Yeah.
You got Clint Eastwood on here. I did not know
this
I did not know that Clint Eastwood put out an album, so I didn't listen to this. I'm very curious to hear this.
Go for it.
All right.
I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old paint for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time you...
That is not what I expected him to sound like.
Oh, it's great. Campfire shit, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some Western.
Yeah. I think he put that out like in the 60s when he was a cowboy star.
1963, yeah. So he's a very young man in that.
Yeah. You know, all the movies he made in the last 40 years, he like plays the music in the background. Like he's a very well-trained piano player. He's also a jazz lover. So if you watch any of his movies in the last whatever year, there's every instrumental in the background, it's him playing.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. He's one of my favorite actors.
A couple other country guys. Terry Bradshaw, the NFL quarterback, he put out an album.
Sure. He was in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, he was. He's still making music, man. He has an album that he came out with in 20.
He's got a gimmick.
Yeah,
he's got a gimmick. But absolutely.
He recorded some stuff like right after the Steelers won a couple Super Bowls. He put out an album, which I don't believe is on Spotify. But he also put out some stuff as recent as 2020. He put out a song called Quarantine Crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we can skip that.
I don't want to hear that shit.
We don't need to get into that.
Just bullshit with that stuff.
I think that's it for the country guys. Let me see who else is on here. Billy Bob Thornton has put out a bunch of music with a handful of different bands.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking we don't even need to play a lot of this stuff. You know what was really weird sounding? Scarlett Johansson put out an album.
Oh, yeah.
And
I never knew that.
Yeah. And it's real. She got a really funky, deep voice. This is a song called Anywhere I Lay My Head. Let me play a little bit of this.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's got like potential. It could be good. It's like her voice is really down in the mix. Like there's all that other shit piled on top of it.
It kind of reminds me of Florence and the Machine.
Yeah. She sounded better and more interesting than I thought she was going to.
Yeah, I just love her. Whatever she does, I'm down.
Right on. Brie Larson.
Who?
She is Captain Marvel in the Marvel movies.
Oh, right. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, man. She put out an album. This is not as good. This is the song called She Said.
You can tell me I'm wrong, la-di-da, la-di-dee. Get off of my back, stop saying that, cause I'm not afraid of heights. I may never get where I'm going, yeah, but then again I might. You can get inside my head, can't be my safety net. I'm standing on the edge, yeah, I know it's a long way now, but you can walk the wire for anybody.
I guess if you're a teenager and shit, sure.
I don't know when she, let me see when she put that out. 2005, so she's pretty young. It's the beginning of it. I could have played, you could have told me that was Avril Lavigne, and I would have been like, okay.
That's what I was thinking, bro.
Yeah, it doesn't sound much different.
No.
Billy Dee Williams put out
Billy Dee, Mr. Colt 45.
I know there is a signed picture of Billy Dee Williams hanging in McCusker's Tavern.
It was. I don't know what happened to it. I think somebody stole it.
Stole it because it was in the restroom, right? It was.
I had it hanging everywhere at one point. It was like my most valued treasure. It was a signed autograph Colt 45 advertisement, Billy Dee Williams.
Awesome.
He
put out an album. And here's a song called Let's Misbehave.
Dear, you're too good. If you want a future, baby, why don't you get a past? 'Cause that fatal moment's coming at last. We're all alone, no chaperone can.
That's pretty classy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, Billy Dee's the man. He's a smooth man.
Yes. Wilford Brimley, Wilford Brimley, the from Cocoon, the diabetes commercials guys.
Yes, yes. Yes. What the hell did he do?
Yes, an album. This is a song called I Wish You Love. Songs in the Key of Diabetes.
I wish you bluebirds in the spring, to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love.
I love that so much.
I do too. It reminds me of like a grandfather.
Yes.
Singing to his grandkids.
Right. I awesome loved stuff. Right. Like singing at a wedding or something. Love it.
I loved him. I loved him. Yeah. I never watched any of his things or anything, you know, but I always enjoyed like his style, man.
It was cool. This,
yeah, he was like a typical, like what you would want for a grandfather.
Yeah. All right. Maybe a good, well, see if there's anything else on here. Let me just run through the other artists. You tell me if you want to hear some of it, we can play it.
Okay, no problem.
Brian Austin Green.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Some other guys we got on here. Carol O'Connor, better known as Archie Bunker. He put out an album. Scott Baio.
I want to hear Scott Baio. All what right. the fuck he do? Chachi.
The boys what are out Chachi tonight. Do? It's Tear in that. Chachi. It's like Don Johnson and here Hasselhoff. It's like, it sounded like Styx, and it was weird.
Do you remember, oh God, I don't know, remind me of that movie Zap he made. Remember yes. that movie?
Yeah.
That could have been on that soundtrack.
Had a little bit of Mr. Roboto kind of sound in it. Very, yes. Very odd.
He's not. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan covering Stevie Nicks. Regis Philbin. Nope.
Yes.
Okay. Regis Philbin doing You Make Me Feel So Young.
Yes.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring is sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
Right. Yeah, it's a little,
okay. Would you like a phone a friend? I love that show. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, he was. He was a cool guy. And yeah. I think that's it. I think that's everybody. I think that's
everybody. That was fun.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Was fun.
That was a lot of fun. I was messaging you the other day saying how much I was looking forward to doing all the research for this one and talking about it. So let me
I mean I was gonna be like, oh, this was gonna be a lot of untalented shit. But then we did hear some good stuff.
Definitely some stuff I want to go back and listen to more. I would
Jeff Daniels, definitely, man.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels, Kiefer Sutherland. There was a handful of stuff. I'll listen to the whole Scarlett Johansson album. There's a whole bunch of stuff. But all right, I got a shit ton of music news, and we got a handful of listener feedback. So let's jump into that.
Let's hear the music.
All right, music news, man. We got more bad news than not. So the first one, you know, there was a tragic loss of life in the music community, a titan of the rock and roll scene. The singer for Smash Mouth died.
Steve, I don't mean to laugh.
I know. Steve Harwell.
Like, who the hell? You're like getting into it. I'm like, who died? Right. I miss this.
Steve Harwell, former lead singer of the band Smash Mouth, died at age 56. TMZ reported that the guy was an alcoholic and he was going through liver failure. And he had some like heart problems. We talked about Smash Mouth a couple months ago because the band replaced him and did a concert with a completely different dude and didn't tell anybody in the audience what they were doing. And people were like,
brilliant.
Like posting on social media, like, who the fuck is this? So
that's what you got to do. The show must go on.
You're right, right. And he had like a whole weird, like, I don't know. He was like doing like a Nazi salute on stage, and he sounds like he has
issues.
And then the other one, man, the guy that died, Jimmy Buffett passed away after a kind of long battle with a rare form of skin cancer.
He was definitely an icon, man. Not my style of music, but he was an icon.
I saw him a couple times in concert.
I've seen him too.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
I was glad I did because it was a cool, just to experience that and see how crazy his fans are.
I was not impressed.
I enjoyed it. I mean, he's not. I think he's brilliant. I mean, shit, the business.
He's a brilliant businessman. Holy shit!
Right, and he sold a lifestyle because he's not a really good singer, but
not at all.
But he sold like escapism.
My cousin Larry was a lot older than I am. God bless his soul. And he lived in Florida for years and years and years. He said Jimmy Buffett was playing all these little bars down in Florida, and everybody hated him. Like, people would get up and walk out of a bar because he would start playing. I swear to God, this is what he told me. And he couldn't believe how big he got. Like, like cultural icon.
Absolutely. I mean, he was an enormous figure in rock and roll. And, you know, yet again, if you're on the fence about going to see somebody, go do it. You never know when it's going to be their last chance. I mean, I shit, when I saw him, man, I think I got tickets off of Groupon for like $20. It was like totally worth it. But
I'm seeing Peter Gabriel this weekend.
Nice. I saw him a couple years ago, man. I really enjoyed seeing him.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Nice. And then the last thing I had for music news before we get into second thoughts was the Stones have a new song out. They're releasing a new album.
I have yet to hear this. I have not heard any of it.
All right. I won't tell you my thoughts. Let me play 30 seconds of it, man.
Please do.
Yeah, this is a song called Angry. Okay, I'm digging it.
Yeah, man, let's go. Let's see them again on tour, baby.
I'm looking forward to it. So they got another album that'll be coming out to support this. It's their first album in 20 years.
The very strange having that big drum intro in the beginning
without
Charlie's not with them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
When they were teasing the video, it was just the three of them standing there, and it did look a little weird too. But
yeah, but the money shall be made.
Yes. So, all right, I got some second thought. We got a handful of second thoughts. So let me start with
this is my favorite part.
So we got a new one that came in this afternoon. So on YouTube, some guy, Chomley Street, these guys sound so much like Beavis and Butthead talking about music they think, quote unquote, sucks. I'm not certain this isn't just the audio from a Beavis and Butthead episode. Hey, guys, go find somebody who doesn't hate some other act that's been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How original. You guys sound completely deaf. So, thanks, Dillhole.
So, dude, I am a little, my left ear is a little fucked up. I'm playing in Trumps my whole life. Yeah, so you know, he's kind of right.
Told him thanks for listening. And then we got some second thoughts back. That was on our Kate Bush stuff. So it's still the friggin' Kate Bush dudes still coming after us. And then we also had some guys were talking about our comments and discussion around Joy Division getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This pissed me off.
So the first one, this is Francesco Trevisian 4453 on YouTube. He said, oh, you guys are making fun of the man's physical handicap. And I just said, I wrote him back. I was like, dude, nobody's making fun of the guy. Because we said,
no, I said I admired the way how he danced. How the fuck was that? Oh.
And he had epilepsy and everything else. And then he goes,
no, but I know that. But the only thing I was saying, I dug how he held the microphone stand.
Yeah.
No, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I was like, nobody's making fun of him. And he's like, oh, well, your choice of words, your tonal expression and intent point to one thing that his physical handicap was ridiculed. It must be a matter of me being sensitive. I'm not saying
I would never make somebody fun of a handicap. And I would never, ever, ever do that.
Yeah. It's rather,
this guy's an asshole. Yeah. Sorry, dude, you're an asshole.
I'm not saying that it was on purpose, but it certainly came across that way. I will add the Joy Division may not, quote, do much for you, but they have influenced a lot of artists. I personally feel that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can recognize bands that may have not reached a large American audience, but that indicated a path that many have... They created a path that many have followed. Hey, man, You know what, dude? Well, you know what? Let me read the next one. And this is the thing for the... This is Tito Figueredo, also on YouTube. Same thing, Joy Division. Oh, you Americans. It's really strange how average... Let me start over. Oh, the Americans. It's really strange how average minds can't think outside the box. Joy Division and New Order marked two or three revolutions in the history of music. Come on, man. They even founded their own Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Hacienda. And they consolidated a career with a true faith and an anarchist anti-fame spirit. Even though they didn't know really how to play their instruments, each one created a distinctive style. Flea, John Frusciante, Thorsten Moore, The Killers, Arcade Fire. Go ask them how important these bands were. So first of all, man, like, oh,
where the fuck did we ever say they weren't important? I praised them, right? You know, on our episode,
you said you liked them, and I said I just never got into them. I've never liked that kind of brooding, depressed, mellow, new, like darker new wave kind of music. Yeah. Whether that's
I got it.
And say, like, the whole, like, oh, you Americans. And you know what, dude? And the Kate Bush fans get this all the time, too. Like, oh, you Americans. First of all, man, the average Americans who can't think outside the box invented every fucking major form of modern music, from hip-hop to jazz to blues to rock and roll. So get out of here with that. And spare me with the you guys are so close-minded, because, you know, we've talked about shit. Everything from, like, Mr. Bungle to Motown to, you know, get out of here.
Dude. Yeah, go listen to every one of our episodes and then fucking tell us.
Right. So thanks for listening, man. So, all right, and some feedback from the last episode we did on Songs That Stink. So Josh over at Boldfoot, our sponsor, our friend.
Yeah. Josh the man.
He was on Twitter. He said, absolutely awesome episode. There are so many absolute crap songs. Embarrassingly, many of the songs you named absolutely suck, but I still like them. And I was like, yeah, dude, I totally get it. And then... our friend Donald, we've read some stuff from him before. He emailed us a couple months ago. He said, hey, Bruce, this is Donald. I'm the guy you turned into a Beatles fan a little while back. I had to write in because I just got done with the Song That Sucks episode, and I want to say thank you for putting that fucking Applebee's song on there. See, I'm from further back in the country than probably anybody you guys know, so needless to say, I have to suffer a few fools that listen to country music. I absolutely despise it. It offends me because all they sing about is this... how this or that makes them country, and how great a dirt road is, it makes me nauseous. That Applebee's song has got to be one of my top three worst songs of all time. I thought I was going to have to break up with my girlfriend over that song, and she is a great girl. I cannot truly explain to her the hatred I have for country music, but that makes me even madder than it probably should. I can't understand why anyone would think that shit is good music. I grew up on old ZZ Top and Aerosmith, and I just don't get it. Anyway, sorry for the long message, but I don't get many chances to rant about this type of shit, so it's much appreciated. Thanks for the stickers you guys sent me a while back. Keep doing your thing. P.S. Steely Dan does not suck. So,
thank you, dude. thank you so much, man.
I wrote him back. I was like, dude, thank you so much. I did ask him. I was like, hey, man. I was like, that Warren Hayes Applebee song is absolutely dog shit, but I was like, hey, I asked him, I was like, dude, do you like Johnny Cash? Do you like some of that other kind of, you know, some stuff? But you know, I get it, dude. I like country music, but yeah. So there's something out there for everybody.
I was talking to the warden this week at McCusker's.
I heard the warden was in
the one and only warden was at McCusker's. And he was saying how last year you were on your road trip, that song was just all over the place.
Yes. Yeah. Over and over again. It was.
And I remember you inviting me on this trip. And I'm so happy I didn't go.
Yeah, you would have gotten to hear it a lot. It was a lot.
Man.
Well, it's good that the warden was in there, too. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, he's my man. He was sitting talking to the one and only Johnny McCusker.
Awesome.
Talking about Bobby Abreu.
Talking baseball. Did he sign any autographs?
Some girl pulled out her tit for him to
and
sign.
He signed it with a Sharpie marker. She probably got
it didn't come out real well because he was shaking his hand too much.
That's the warden. He's ours.
The one and only.
Yes. All right. So I guess that's going to about do it for episode 70. Thank you so much for spending some time with us exploring celebrity albums. I hope you had a few laughs and you learned something about some albums you didn't know existed. I certainly did. And there's some stuff I can't wait to go back and listen to again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, hey, if you want to hear, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are we forgetting something?
What? Oh, shit, we did. You're right.
We're forgetting the electric chair, my friend.
Oh, my God. So
how could you ever forget the warden must throw you in penitentiary, brother?
I'm shitbag of the week now.
You are. Play it.
Shitbag of the week.
Dun, dun, dun.
I didn't have the electric chair in my notes because I normally make the outline. I take whatever we did the last show and I copy it and then I start from there. But we didn't do the electric chair last week because the whole episode is about the electric chair.
That's right. So I got one for you.
All right, what do you got?
Let's send that 91020 kid.
Oh, Brian Austin Green?
Yeah, we didn't hear his song, but you said it. And, you know, automatically, yeah. I said, let's save that for the electric chair.
Yeah, he's got a song called That's Right.
That's right.
Off of, man, when did this album come out?
He was like a white boy rapper.
Yeah.
Whatever.
90210.
Wiggles.
Yeah. The Warden probably watched that.
He probably watches reruns of it right now.
The Warden is a big fan of Sex and the City.
Welcome to the zone, yes. Where the sun be never falling. Start the barbecue and back in the motor yard. No, I hated him. He's no Jason Priestley.
He's got that. He's trying to look so hardcore. Oh, God. Shit. I just skipped it.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Just push the button, my man.
Yeah, I'll skip ahead a little bit so we get back to it. And I don't care enough to go edit that out and start over again. So
no way, dude.
It's not worth it. All right, man. Let's.
How did he hook up with Tori Spelling on that show?
He's trying to look so hard on the album, too. Like the cover, he's got this badass look on his face.
What year was that album?
96.
Had to be like 1996. Yeah. I would think it was like 91 or something.
Yeah. All right.
This is off.
We sentence you to death.
That was a good pick. We didn't get to that one during the regular show.
He always has some like piece of ass.
Yep.
Megan Fox was his girlfriend for a while.
Yep.
He's always, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe because I'm not a rapper.
There you go. You got to put out a rap album. You got to stop messing around with that jazz music.
I already have my rap name. Dude. I already have my rap name. It's MC Cuska.
There you go. I dig it. Look at that. It's built in.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that will do it for episode 70. Thanks so much for spending some time with us exploring some celebrity albums. Hopefully you had a few laughs and you learned about some of the albums that you didn't know existed. I know I did. And if you want to hear full versions of these songs or share them with your friends, there's a link to the episode playlist in the show notes. And if you're sharing any of these songs with your friends, you can tell them about us too. You can also tell them to go check out prisonersofrockandroll.com or visit us on Facebook or Twitter. Man, we love hearing from listeners. We read as many comments on the air as we can, even the negative ones as we just talked about.
That's the funny shit. I love that shit.
Yeah, that's funny. And if you're ever in Philadelphia, make sure to stop by the legendary McCusker's Tavern down at 17th and Shunk Streets. There's a good chance you'll see Ryan behind the bar. And if you're lucky, you might see the warden having a beer.
If you're lucky.
So that's it, everybody. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks so much for listening.
Keep on rocking.
Peace out.
I'm just a prisoner.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.